Shvias, Perek Tes, Mishnah Dalet. Now, we have talked about the mitzvah of biur as being something that one is obligated to do once the produce can no longer be found in the field. The question is that where is that field that we're discussing? What constitutes being available to the chayos and the sada, to the animals in the field? So our Mishnah has a disagreement about this point. The Mishnah begins with the words of the Tanakhama, that ochlin al hamufkar, that you can continue eating, and you're not obligated yet in biur, al hamufkar, only when that produce that you want to eat is available in a hefker form, in an ownerless form. Avolo al hashomer, not if it's available only in a guarded area. Let's say people have picked it and put it in their homes, and they have it in their homes now for private use, which is permissible on Shvias. If they have it in their homes, that's not considered to be available. And therefore, once it's not available mufkar, when it's only available in people's private area, then the time for biur has come, and you must perform the mitzvah of biur. Rabbi Yossi mater afal hashomer. Rabbi Yossi disagrees, and he says that it's permissible to continue eating it, even if the only place where the produce still exists is in an area that is guarded. The Mishnah continues and tells us that ochlin ala tfichin, you can eat, you don't have to perform the mitzvah of biur yet, ala tfichin, based on the existence of the tfichin. Now, what are the tfichin? So some mefarshim understand that tfichin are hard kernels that are growing in the field. They're still available, but they're very hard. And the Tan of the Mishnah is saying that that is sufficient to be considered produce. It's available. And even though this form of the produce is very hard, others understand that actually tfichin are pieces of pottery, or actually kalim, utensils made of pottery that are in holes in the walls that are utilized often by birds as for bird nests, and often the birds will leave grains in there, in these tfichim. So the grains are found in those tfichim. The Mishnah is saying that that is sufficient to be considered produce still available. And Mishnah continues and says you can also eat al ha-dufra. Dufra is, sometimes you'll have a tree that produces fruit twice a year, in the spring and then again in the summer. So even if it's from the second group of fruits, that's also considered to be available. Avolo al ha-sisvanios, but not in the case of grapes. Sometimes you'll have grapes that develop very, very late, and the sisvanios is that they develop late, even into the winter time, and because those grapes are very inferior and are not really royal achilo, they're not really something that is appropriate to eat, so therefore those do not count as being available. Now, Yehuda Matir, Yehuda permits to eat as long as there may, even on the basis of the sisvanios, even of these in the base of these poor, inferior grapes. Kol zman shebikru ad shelo yichla hakayetz, providing that they have begun to ripen before the end of the summer, even though they complete their ripening, or whatever is considered ripening for these grapes, in the winter time. But that is sufficient in the case of the sisvanios. That's a type of the sisvanios that is edible enough that it's considered to be available in the field, and therefore the time for biur has not yet arrived. As long as sisvanios are available, the type of sisvanios that has begun to ripen in the summer, even though it doesn't complete its ripening until later into the winter.